With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities are searching part of Alaska's western coast for an aircraft that went missing while carrying 10 people.
The Bering Air Caravan went missing before 4 p.m. local time Thursday while heading from Unalakleet to Nome. The aircraft had 9 passengers and the pilot. The route is over the Norton Sound south of the Arctic Circle. Authorities are working to determine the plane's last known coordinates.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department says it's conducting a ground search from Nome and White Mountain. The Senate confirmed Russell Vogt as White House Budget Director Thursday night. He was confirmed on a party line vote of 53-47. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate Judiciary Committee delays its vote on the nomination of Kash Patel to head the FBI.
Democrats on the committee are so opposed to advancing the nomination, they've forced a hold, meaning the committee vote won't happen until next week. The delay is not expected to prevent Patel's eventual confirmation. Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley has described Patel's career as, quote, a study in fighting for unpopular but righteous causes, exposing corruption, and putting America first. Bob Agner reporting.
Pro-Hamas college students have begun deleting the names of pro-Hamas protesters published online following President Trump's pledge to deport Hamas sympathizers. The editorial board at The Exponent, an unofficial newspaper serving Purdue University, announced it would be removing the names, images, and likenesses of every such student from their website published since October 7, 2023. On January 30th, the president signed an executive order to cancel the student visas of anyone who had shown support for the Palestinian terror group. Average rate on a 30-year mortgage is down for the third straight week in a row. This is SRN News. Delaware Democrats are determined to pass assisted suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge agrees to temporarily block prison officials from transferring 3 men who are posing as women back to men's facilities and terminating their access to hormones. The actions were to be undertaken because of the executive order signed by President Trump ending federal support for transgenderism. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth in Washington, D.C. issued that ruling. This is SRN News. The first deployment of Mexican troops is arriving at its northern border with the U.S.
A line of Mexican National Guard and Army trucks rumbled along the border separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, on Wednesday. Masked and armed, they picked 3 brush running along the border on the outskirts of Ciudad Juarez, pulling out ladders tucked away in the trenches and pulling them onto trucks. Patrols were also seen on other parts of the border near Tijuana, Mexico.
Correspondent Karen Shama says the deployment enacts the pledge by Mexico's president to assign 10,000 troops to stop fentanyl smuggling. California Governor Gavin Newsom is urging the state legislature to ban plants from within 5 feet of homes in fire-prone areas. That ban would include other combustible materials like mulch and wooden fencing. The rules would apply to homes in Zone 0 areas. More details at SRNNews.com.